This is Brian Hill, and you're listening to The Night Nerd.
Welcome to The Night Nerd Podcast. I'm your host, Lance. It's Wednesday, so we're going to talk some comic books. All week, we are celebrating the birth of Nicolas Cage, one of the most interesting actors of all time. Turns 55 this week. I like his movies. I think they're a lot of fun. So far this week, we've seen what video game characters he needs to lend his talent to, and we've looked at what Ranker.com considers his best movies, which, I agree with some, I don't agree with all. It's definitely something to be debated. But today we're going to switch it up a little bit. Normally we would talk about like what comic book movies we'd want to see this person in. But the thing about Nick Cage is he's already a comic book person. His birth name, and I mean, we'll get into this a little more tomorrow, is Coppola. Like, his name is Nicholas Kim Coppola, but he didn't want to ride on the coattails of Francis Ford Coppola, because when Coppola was making the Godfather movies, that's kind of when Nick was getting started, so he wanted to make a name for himself, and he took the last name Cage after Luke Cage, who is one of his favorite comic book characters. For the movie Ghost Rider, he had to cover up his Ghost Rider tattoo to play the character of Ghost Rider. He did screen tests, and there's a really great film. He did a screen test for Superman, and there's a film called The Death of Superman Lives. What happened to the legendary Man of Steel or something like that. But it's an incredible breakdown of this movie that Tim Burton was going to direct, and Nick Cage was going to star as Superman, and Kevin Smith contributed the script, and there was all this other stuff going on, but ultimately, it didn't happen. And if you have a chance to watch the documentary, it's hard to find, not going to lie, it really is, but it's on YouTube and a few other places, so if you can, go find it, track it down, check it out, because it's worth watching it. Like I said, seeing this creative process between these two mad geniuses in Tim Burton and Nick Cage is, I don't even know how to describe it. It's a beautiful train wreck. I don't know. But today I wanted to tell a story of heartbreak and sadness because, normally on the show we try and stay pretty upbeat. And I guess really at the end of the day, it is a happy ending, but we're going to talk about how Nicolas Cage lost his copy of Action Comics number 1. Like I said, he's a huge comic fan. He's been seen at various comic conventions out, just mingling among the people. He's not a guest or anything like that. He's out there buying up good comics, impressive comics, important comics. But the biggest of his collection has got to be Action Comics number 1. This is the first appearance of Superman. So, backstory. 1993, this copy of Action Comics number 1, when Action Comics number 1 debuted, about 250,000 were printed. Today, there's maybe 100 known copies. So, just to put that in perspective. But 1993, Sotheby's sold it for $86,000. And then a guy named Stephen Fischler, who we're going to get to know really well over the course of this, he purchased it a few years later. In 1996, for $135,000. And then not too long after that, Nick reached out to him and was like, hey, I really want to start a comic book collection. And this is when he was going to be Superman. He was going to be the Man of Steel. And he bought the issue, and he bought 400 other comics with it. All sorts of great stuff. And if you're doubting how big of a Superman fan Nicolas Cage is, his son that was born back in 2005, his name is Kal-El. So 2005, this is way after he's going to be playing Superman, way after everything. His son's name is Kal-El. Well, Nick Cage was throwing some parties back in the early 2000s, and in February of 2000, he called the LAPD, and a guy whose name I'm just 100% honest, I don't know how to pronounce. His last name is H-R-Y-C-Y-K. First name Don, so we're just going to call him Don, came out because Nick was losing it. And he goes out there and notices that a few of his comics were stolen. Detective Comics number one was gone, which is worth a fair amount of money, but it's probably the least valuable of the three. Detective Comics number 27, which was the first appearance of Batman, was also gone. And Action Comics number one. So all of these gone. Three of the most sought after and prized comics in history were all gone. And obviously, and rightfully so, Mr. Cage is freaking out. Apparently he's just doesn't know what to do. He's beside himself and everything is crazy. Well, they go through, do all the stuff, and the detective realizes that it's not just a money thing. Like, Nick Cage was bonded to these comics. He loved these comics and he missed them. They were part of him. So it wasn't just, somebody stole these valuable comics I have. It's, no, somebody stole a part of me. And so he spent years trying to find them. And during all this time, in like 2001, Nicolas Cage auctioned off the rest of his comic book collection for about $1.6 million. And depending who you talk to, is either because of his wife at the time, Lisa Marie Presley, or because he had a lot of debt. There's all sorts of things. But fast forward to 2011. And the guy from Storage Wars, the auctioneer, calls Fischler. And says, hey, Don Dotson is the auctioneer's name. He's like, hey, I got a guy. He's got an Action Comics number one. Just want to know if you're interested, blah, blah, blah. And so he puts him in touch, and he sees a picture of it, a scan of what the cover looks like. Now, mind you, again, there's only 100 known copies of this, and Fischler is a comic book expert. He sees it. He automatically knows that, hey, that's Nicolas Cage's Action Comics. That's his, you know, this mark. I think when all was said and done, there was like 18 or 20 marks that identified it as the one Nicolas Cage had. So they set up this big sting operation. And Don, the other, no, not other. We have Dan and Don. Don Harsherkirk, whose name I can't pronounce, goes in as Fischler's friend, you know, kind of bankroll buddy type thing. And they go to meet the guy that has the book. And Fischler said, as soon as he saw that book, he knew that it was Nicolas Cage's. And that's when we had Don, he, in a real smooth move, just slipped him his LAPD card, and everybody realized, okay, it's done, it's over. Now, so that, I was going to say now the interesting part, but no, that's the interesting part, that they had to set up this big sting, this big bust to find Nicolas Cage's comics. Well, by this time, Nick Cage had already made an insurance claim on it. So technically, this comic, this Action Comics number one, belongs to the insurance company. Well, through some stuff, blah, 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 money, legal, money, money stuff, it comes around and Nick Cage gets it back. And then, unfortunately, he turns around and sells it. I mean, he sells it for over $2 million. But that is the crazy tale of how Nicolas Cage got an Action Comics, lost an Action Comics, got it back again, and then sold it. But anybody who has owned an Action Comics number one, you know they've got to be a big comic book fan. I mean, that, I always said that was kind of my life goal, was to own a copy of Action Comics number one. But they're going for $2 million. That's not going to happen. You know, maybe I can own a page of it or something. We'll see what happens. It's crazy, though. Absolutely crazy. Let us know what you would do with a copy of Action Comics number one. Let us know in the comments below here on SoundCloud or over on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. We're out there, even on YouTube. Just look for The Night Nerd. We'd love to hear from you. You can even email us, nightnerd@thenightnerd.com. Respond to all of those. It's a lot of fun, a lot of great discussions. But otherwise, that's going to do it for us today. Again, I'm Lance. Thank you all so much for listening, and we will see you next time.
Blasting down the highway in the Batmobile. You squealed in delight. We were going to Paris. Caught between my passport and a root beer float. I turned the car around 'cause you made fun of me.